Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be diving into something that's pretty wild, even for us. We're talking about the future of feeling, like literally feeling the digital world.
Yeah, it's definitely moving beyond just those kind of basic vibrations we're used to. This is about shape memory alloy, or SMA, and how it could change the way we interact with tech.
SMA, okay. So that's what this research you sent over is all about,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I gotta say, just reading it, I was kind of blown away.
It's pretty amazing stuff. Basically, we're talking about a material that can actually change its shape with heat.
Wait, what? Like, it literally transforms.
It does, and then it goes back to its original shape when it cools down. So imagine this. Tiny wires, thinner than a hair, that can contract and relax on demand, like a silent muscle.
Okay, now you've got my attention. So instead of a phone buzzing in my pocket, these what wires will be doing what? Gently poking me?
Well, not exactly poking. Think more like subtle pressure changes on your skin. And because our sense of touch is so sensitive, especially in our hands, that's where the researchers focus their work, creating SMA-based devices you could wear.
So rings, gloves, that sort of thing. But how do you go from a wire contracting to, like, sending a meaningful message? How does that even work?
That's the really clever part. They designed these SMA wire rings, encase them in silicone for safety and insulation, I believe, and then attach them to fabric.
Okay, so I'm picturing this tiny wire ring on my finger. What happens next?
They had people try them out. And what they discovered is that even with this pretty simple setup, these SMA devices could actually communicate really specific information just through those pressure changes.
Okay, now you got to give me an example, because my brain's not quite making the leap from, like, wire twitch to useful information.
All right, so imagine this. You're wearing this ring, right?
Yeah.
And just by the way, it subtly presses on your skin. You can actually feel your bank balance.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously. It's not like you're, like, reading Braille on your finger or something, but you can learn to associate different pressure patterns with different amounts. And the study showed people could tell their balance with, get this, 81% accuracy just through touch.
That's wild. What else could you do with that?
Well, they tested a bunch of different applications. Like, imagine different rings representing different train stations on your commute, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of having to, like, look at your phone or listen for an announcement, you could actually feel which station is coming up next just through a distinct pressure pattern on your finger.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty amazing, especially, like you said, for someone with a visual impairment. That could be life-changing, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, practical stuff like that. They even experimented with, get this, simulating a progress bar through touch.
A progress bar. Okay, now I'm really curious. How does that work? You feel like a little squeeze getting tighter?
Kind of. It's more like you're feeling these carefully timed contractions of the SMA wire, right? And as the task gets closer to being done, those contractions, they change in a way that, like, gives you a sense of the progress being made.
Interesting. So instead of staring at, you know, that little bar slowly inching across the screen, you can actually, like, feel it happening.
Exactly. And I don't know about you, but that, to me, that sounds way more satisfying.
I think you might be right about that. But okay, let's talk practicality for a second, right? Because we're still talking about these, like, heat-activated wires, right? Isn't there going to be, like, a lag between, say, getting a notification and actually feeling it?
You're definitely onto something there. That is one of the challenges with SMA. It does have a slower reaction time compared to, say, those little vibration motors we were talking about earlier.
And I imagine that could be a deal breaker for certain applications, right?
Right.
Like, I'm thinking if you're relying on this for, I don't know, like a warning signal or something where timing is super critical, that delay could be a real problem.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's actually one of the things these researchers were trying to address in their work. They wanted to see if they could overcome that inherent delay in SMA.
Okay, so how'd they do that? Did they find some way to, like, superheat these wires or something?
Not quite. Their approach was actually a lot more ingenious. They turned to artificial intelligence.
AI. Okay, now you're really throwing me for a loop. How does AI fit into all of this?
So they essentially built a neural network, right? And they trained it on how the SMA wire behaves, how long it takes to contract and relax based on things like the temperature, the electrical current, you know, all those factors.
So it's like this AI is learning the language of the SMA wire.
Exactly. It's learning to predict how the wire will behave in different situations.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. So it's like the AI knows the wire is going to be slow to react, so it just, what, sends the signal a little early?
That's exactly it. It's like having a tiny, invisible co-pilot for your sense of touch, right?
Yeah.
the AI anticipates the delay and compensates for it by sending the signal a bit earlier so that you feel it at the exact right moment, even though there's that inherent lag in the SMA material itself.
Wow. Okay, that's some seriously next-level thinking right there. So big picture, right? Let's say this technology actually takes off. What are we talking about here? A future where, like, our clothes are constantly buzzing with these subtle little messages?
Well, I wouldn't say buzzing necessarily. Remember, that's kind of the whole point of SMA. It's silent. But yeah, we're talking about a future where our environments can communicate with us through touch in ways that are incredibly subtle and localized.
So less about like strapping on another buzzing wristband and more about integrating this tech into like the world around us, our clothes, furniture, even.
Exactly. Imagine clothing that could, I don't know, gently guide you through a crowded street or a chair that, like, nudges you to improve your posture. The possibilities are pretty much endless, especially because these SMA devices are so tiny and they can be integrated into all sorts of materials.
It's like instead of the Internet of Things sending us notifications on our phones, it's going to be speaking directly to our sense of touch.
Exactly. Mm. And think about how much more powerful that could be, right? We're talking about tapping into a whole new way for technology to communicate with us.
It's like we're talking about a whole new language, almost, but one that you feel instead of hear. Honestly, that's a little, I don't know, unnerving, but also really cool.
I get it. It's a big shift, thinking about tech in those terms. But think about how much we already, like, communicate through touch without even thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, a handshake or a pat on the back can say so much more than words sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. There's definitely a power to touch that's hard to replicate.
Exactly. And this technology, it's almost like, what if we could be more intentional with that? What if we could, like, design those touches to communicate specific things in the digital world?
Okay, I see where you're going with that. But I gotta be honest, a hug from a chair. I don't know if I'm quite there yet. Yeah. Where else could you use this tech beyond the, like, practical examples we talked about?
Well, what about something like emotional communication?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being able to, like, send someone you care about a little squeeze, no matter how far away they are.
Mm.
Or using it in, say, therapy or healthcare to create a feeling of, like, calmness or support.
Hmm. Okay, now you're really getting me thinking. Like, we've gone from letters to phone calls to video chats, right? Is touch really the next step in how we connect with each other?
I think it has the potential to be. This research definitely shows that there's a lot we can do with this technology, and it's just going to keep evolving, right?
Mm.
Imagine when those SMA responses get even faster, even more precise. What can we do then?
This has been, honestly, mind-blowing. We've gone from these tiny little wires to a future where clothes are talking to us, and I am definitely here for it. Any parting thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway here is that our sense of touch, it's way more capable than we often give it credit for. So here's something to think about. If you could reach out and touch someone across any distance or feel a digital world come to life right there on your skin, what would you want to experience? What messages would you share?
That's a great question, and one I'm definitely going to be pondering for a while. Thanks for joining me on this incredible journey into the future of feeling. Until next time, keep exploring, everyone.